Sonic.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We'll meet Chandler Webb, a bright 19-year-old student from the Salt Lake City suburbs who loved boating, basketball, snowboarding, and friends. But above all, he loved his family, and he loved his church. So imagine the shock. Just days before Chandler was set out to depart on a church mission, he suddenly got sick. He fell into a coma, and 28 days later, he was dead. And the news only gets worse. Chandler's mother, who was by his side until the very end, fears he may have been killed by a common flu vaccine administered just days before the trip.
How many more children, much less adults, have to die at the hands of the Church of Biological Mysticism Vaccine Division? Another flu shot, a fatality. We open the show with somber news of this 19-year-old boy from Utah. Chandler Webb was about to go on his mission, as you heard right there. That was on Fox News this morning. And 28 days after the shot, he was gone. He was dead, killed by flu shot. His mother was interviewed. We've got some audio we're going to play this very afternoon here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome, everybody, one and all, and prayers go out to the family of Chandler. We'll hear from Lori Webb, his mother. It's an incredible story, but not one that is, unfortunately, unusual enough that we continue to hear that these things are occurring as people put their faith wrongly in modern medicine where it doesn't belong, where they're trying to outcreate that which has, let's say, that sets the stage of natural law. How does our immune system work? How are we protected from things like influenza, if it even is influenza? And we've been duped into believing for too long here in the West that a syringe is more powerful than the microbes in your gut. And Super Don, this is a stunning story. As you can hear, I just feel my heart goes out to that family. Can you imagine a kid in the prime of his life, 19 years old, just about ready to go out on a mission?
Yeah, I mean it's been actually an emotional morning for me going over this story and working on, you know, this audio and then this stuff, because there's a special place in my heart for this guy. I grew up in he was an LDS, he was Mormon, getting ready to go on a Mormon mission. I grew up in the Mormon church and. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, to listen to this mother talking about how he was just full of life, ready to go, you know, made a commitment, 2-year commitment to go serve his church, his faith. Mm-hmm. And the next day, after having a flu shot, is sick, violently ill, then he falls into a coma and he dies, and the doctors had no idea what to do with him. They didn't even that he had had a flu shot.
No, they didn't even consider it. I mean, is it rabies, they say? You'll see that, you'll hear this in some of the clips we got. And joining us in studio right now, my good friend Paul Barrettiero. You know him from robertswater.com, and he's visiting. And I appreciate him being here. And you also know firsthand what we're talking about here, a member of the LDS Church, and you know about these missions. And can you imagine getting a kid like this struck down by a flu shot before going out on this thing?
Yeah, it's incredibly tragic. I know all about a mission. I served my mission in Los Angeles, Robert, and it's an incredible experience for any young man to go and serve his God, and this is something that they prepare for mm-hmm. for their entire life, and to have it all ended by a flu vaccine is a tragedy.
Yeah, I mean, you understand when I say the Church of Biological Mysticism. You know, I've been an outspoken, let's say, critic of all 501c3 churches, religions, mosques, synagogues, when they don't speak the truth about natural health and healing. When they adopt this modern medicine as if it's a religion superior to their own. To their own beliefs. And this is another tragedy. I only pray that it wakes up everybody, not only in the LDS church, but any church that you're in, that you've got to be careful. Where modern medicine is concerned, they will violate natural law to the point where your kids may be taken from you.
Yeah. It's just mind-boggling to think that that people aren't more careful, that they don't be suspectful of anything that's going into your body in a needle.
Mm-hmm. So, again, this is a tragedy. I want to place it. We've got some clips here. Tom, I know you're at the ready. I want you to hear a little bit about this backstory as she was interviewed. The mother, Lori Webb, was interviewed this morning on Fox News. And first clip, go ahead, play that now.
Chandler gets the shot. He's preparing for a trip with good intentions. He's at the hospital with all these reactions. What are the doctors saying? What happens at that point?
Well, he got the shot and he got sick the next day. After he got the shot, he got violently ill. He went to one emergency room and wasn't treated, and then a few days later he was admitted, went to the next emergency room. The doctors didn't know what happened. What attacked his brain happened so quickly, within 15 hours from one CT scan to the next. There was so much pressure and swelling on the brain that it crushed his brain stem.
That's staggering. You're not talking about a truck run over your kid. I mean, you're talking about a vaccine, a needle injected with all kinds of things you wouldn't want to drink, including 25 micrograms or so of mercury, and the inflammation so severe that it crushed his brainstem, crushed it. What do you say at this point? Now, the only thing I'm happy about, and it's not something to be happy about, but I'm just looking forward and saying that God doesn't waste anything, and that this should not be wasted as a warning to other families, to other parents, to other kids and teens, to question everything when it comes to the care of your body, when it comes to the prevention of disease. Is disease prevention available to you in a needle injected into your arm? You know, this mother is another mother that wakes up to this horrible tragedy of feeling like, you know, it's not like any mother that you ever meet says, oh, I want my child to be harmed. That's why they do that. That's not the point here. Everybody's looking to say, how can I protect my kid? So the issue is that we have been so duped into believing that health comes from a needle or immune function comes from a needle. And we've got people that will probably come out and say, well, it's just an anomaly. It's one in a million. Well, tell that to Lori Webb, because when that one in a million is your kid, that's one in one. And the only way you can do that is if you're a medical collectivist to say it's worth that this kid died so that others got a flu shot, despite the fact that we've covered here on this show. The Cochrane Collaboration and other medical specialists, experts, peer-reviewed journals said that they don't even know who has the flu, except maybe they validate in about 16% of all the cases that it is even influenza. I'm upset.
Yeah, I am too. It's, as I said, the only thing hopefully is that he will serve a mission, and that mission is to wake people up to be careful, very careful. And using a flu shot as a preventative measure makes no sense to me. It never has, but that's my, you know, that's our opinion, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it. I eat healthy. I get sleep. I drink appropriate water. I don't get the flu.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever get the flu.
Well, and most people that think they get the flu don't get the flu. That's the other irony about this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yet they market the flu shot. Who's going to be held liable for this? Think about it.
Nobody.
Nobody. The vaccine industry has no liability when they kill you.
No.
The doctors who administer it, no liability.
No.
So what do you do with this? Go ahead and get ready, Tom. I want to hear clip two. I want to hear more of what this mother's story is as it was on Fox News. Go ahead and run that.
The doctors did everything they could as far as trying to detect this. The one thing they didn't really focus on until the very end, and another doctor, was the flu vaccination.
So
they checked for rabies.
So they never mentioned the possibility, given the timing, that this could be the flu vaccine?
Never. I wish they would have.
See, they ignored it completely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the first thing you're going to ask somebody, and they have these strange, aberrant responses in a 19-year-old, what medications are you on? I mean, they'll ask what dietary supplements you're on, but they won't, for anything, ask, did you have a flu shot recently?
Yeah, has anything changed in the last 24 hours?
Right.
Think about this, Robert. Think about it.
Yeah.
They're constantly, out there going, the flu shot's fine. Oh, don't be one of those people that are out there talking about the flu shot's dangerous. Everybody needs a... Look, Dr. Oz got the flu shot. Everybody, we're doing it on TV. Football players, celebrities, the flu shot's great. So obviously the doctors aren't going to sit there and go, oh my goodness, did the flu shot kill you? They can't say that. They're trained not to say that.
Well, they're trained like dogs at this point. I'm sorry. That's just what I believe at this point. They're not acting as humans. It's more like Nazi medicine that you would subject children and teens in the prime of their life to this bogus medicine to do this. Go ahead and run clip three there for me, Tom. Thank you.
Do you believe in your heart, Loria? Moms have instincts, okay? Do you believe that they would have uncovered that it could have been the flu vaccine that caused Chandler's condition and ultimately his death? Do you think he would still be alive if they went there first?
Yes, exactly. I do. No doubt.
Wow. That, props on that question and props on the fact that they didn't have, like, Dr. Manny Alvarez or some other medical yahoo on Fox News countering it and saying, oh, well, this is not really what it is. I mean, this is stunning, but again, these are the kind of canaries out there. There have been many preceding him, but I'd rather not have any more have to happen after this. Unfortunately, there may be, because people are very slow to wake up to these dangers.
Yeah, it's one, like you say, it's one in a million, and it wasn't their million, so, it's someone else's one.
Right, exactly. Until it's yours, then what? Wake up call. Go ahead and run clip four for me.
The thing is, you need to be warned what the risks are. And then the medical professions, if they would actually consider that, they checked for everything. The CDC, the infectious disease, they tried over and over. And I applaud them for all the efforts they did. But the one thing they didn't do was, you can't treat somebody once the damage is done. They treated with every broad-spectrum antibiotic. It still kept raging.
Man.
Well, because it's in.
Well, we want to pull it out, but if you're like Dr. Batar, of course, we know what we can do to pull it out if you can get there fast enough with a severe inflammation reaction like this. Of course, I've talked about homeopathic medicine, vaccinosis remedies as well as options, but even that, I don't know if it would be enough in this case. But I will tell you that this should serve as a wake-up call for the rest of you, your family members. You listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you already are with me probably. But if you have family members that are not, have them look at this story. It is linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We've got a lot of healing to go. In fact, four generations of non-vaccinated family members. How are they even alive? We're going to talk to Jennifer Vaughn about that. And it is Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Batar will be with us in the second hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals.
They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
May this be the shot that rings around the world to stop this needle insanity, this injection mania. Get the flu shot. Oh my gosh, you don't want the flu. Hey, listen, flu's not pleasant, although most of the cases of flu are not even flu. These are toxicological responses to environmental insults, to digestive upsets, to microbiology, or let's say microbiome dysfunction or imbalances, yet they've been selling it to us. And they parade the 1918 Spanish influenza to say millions of people could die if you don't get your flu shot. The next one could be the big one, completely ignoring what happened back then, post-World War I. The chemical munitions that were spewed around the battlefield, the soldiers coming in hardly having real food while they were on the battlefield for months, if not years, being brought in close quarters over on ships with facilities left a lot to be desired, to people living in crowded cities, to lack of good quality, the hygienic practice of sanitation, resulting in absolute death, destruction, and mayhem, not because of a virus. But, of course, that is the germ theory. That is the lie that is told to you to keep you afraid so that Big Pharma can swoop down on its shining white needle broomstick. Like the witches in, I don't know, whatever Wizard of Oz you want to talk about. And this is the disgusting thing that has to happen, that a kid, another teen, has to die. Let his death not be in vain. Let this be the one that has you screaming out to your friends, your family members, no more. This flu shot has got to stop. It should have stopped in 1975, 76 when Gerald Ford threw it out there with the swine flu that he said was going to be so disastrous. And the shot ended up killing more people than the flu did. Injuring more. That should have been the retooling. We're going to listen to Lori Webb one more segment here about her son dying 28 days after the flu shot, falling into a coma. Go ahead and run this last clip there for me, Tom.
Chandler was the happiest kid. He always said, "This is the greatest day of my life. This is the happiest day of my life." Little things made him happy. He was a friend to everybody. He didn't deserve this. His last words before he crashed into his coma was, "Doctor, save me. I want the doctors to save somebody else. I don't want this to happen to anybody." He was so healthy. He was pure. He should have been able to fight the flu. I wish he would have got the flu rather than this vaccination.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Mother in pain.
Yeah.
And how many of you now will be willing to speak out and tell your friends, look at this story, before they start countering it and saying, no, that woman, she's just a distraught mother. She's not a doctor. She doesn't know. And I'm telling you now, the doctors are distributors of death in this case. They're the ones. When Chandler said, doctors, please save me, he was looking at the wrong folks. These were the folks that killed him. The doctors killed him. This is another needless iatrogenic death. And, you know, in the big scheme of things, I'm not pretending to know all the reasons why things happen. I put that up to the man upstairs, but I do know that we cannot stand or sit idly by while these doctors are distributing these death needles. It is not right to stand silently by to allow this to happen. We haven't been, of course, but I'm urging and asking you to step up and just warn these families that are not yet awake to these realities.
Yeah. Yeah, that it really would. It really needs, everyone needs to wake up. I think you've hit it on the head, is that instead of doing things blindly, which is what's happening, you know, you go in the Publix grocery store and they're saying, we got a flu shot deal going on, you know, mm-hmm. Get it with your meat or get it with your bags of chips, you know. I think it's gone too far.
Oh, we're so far beyond too far. And yet, you know, we continue on. You know, mm-hmm. We try to make an impact in our lives, leading by example. And, in fact, we're going to have quite an example joining us next segment. Jennifer Vaughn, who's got four generations of her family, alive and well. That can't be possible, could it? Because they've never been vaccinated. Yeah, we're going to talk about that coming up. Also, it is Advanced Medicine Monday. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Paul Bertiero stopped by in studio today, which is really cool. Good friend, and you know him from robertswater.com, the Echo, the system that we use at home that I want you to plug into, robertswater.com. There's a free downloadable ebook available to you. I'll get you his toll-free number for those of you who'd like to call and get the machine that we have. It's point of use right on the sink or under the sink, and we'll get to more of that in a little while. Super Don, I appreciate you putting those clips together for me, Tom. You're hitting them on the mark, because I can't speak as eloquently as a mother who has lost a child. I wouldn't want to. But you can feel the pain there. I just don't want to see anybody else have to go through that.
Yeah, it's a major story. It's getting a lot of coverage, which is good. We just need to get the right message out there, is that this is preventable. You have to look in other places other than what the doctors and what CDC and Walgreens is telling you.
Yeah, and we're going to do just that with Jennifer Vaughn. Jennifer Z. Vaughn, through the Refusers. They've got a great article that's linked up in the show notes about four generations of family members not being vaccinated. We're going to talk to her about that. Oh, my gosh. This is going to bust up the pharmaceutical cartels. Well, nightmare, I guess.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott. Go. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, a few weeks ago, we were out in Seattle, and we had a live guest in studio by the name of Michael Belkin. You know about him from The Refusers, and he actually played some live acoustic music. It was great. We love The Refusers. And in studio, I have my good friend Paul Barrichiaro from robertswater.com with the Echo Water, the ionizers, microclustering system that we use at home as well. Encourage you to do so. All of these links are up online in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can follow me at RS Bell Media. We're streaming live through GCN, affiliates around the country, as well as naturalnewsradio.com. And what else do we have? We have got right now the latest article on the Refusers website. Her name is Jennifer Z. Vaughn, and she's coming from four generations in her family of people basically not vaccinated. How is this possible? They shouldn't be alive. What is going on here, Jennifer? What is your secret?
Well, read the article. The article tells the secret. It really does. It's not a conspiracy, and it's not as difficult as it might sound.
Well, we just covered an article, a story coming out through the airwaves, Fox News, and everything about a young man who was is dead 28 days after receiving the flu vaccination. And I think that as more families are impacted tragically in this way, whether it be through autism or worse, we're hearing more moms and dads waking up and saying, I'm not bowing down to the doctor anymore. And yet you and your family have seen through this for, as I said, four generations. You have elders that are, in their 80s and 90s that were alive, are alive. And you know, like I said, it just busts up this perspective that there's no way life existed before vaccination.
Yeah, it's true. My parents were incredible role models for this. They are both deceased now. They died in their 80s and 90s and fully functional until the time they died. But the story that you just referenced about the young man who died immediately after a flu shot, within a few days after the flu shot, just it emboldens my purpose even more, because mm-hmm. This young man had never had he'd never had a flu shot before, and he'd never had a reaction to any vaccine. And he was 19 years old, and he was just starting out on his life. And that just, it serves as a really important lesson for parents that it's never too late to listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have to ask, Jennifer, how is it that you're... talk about the generations so far ahead of it that had suspicions something happened in their lives to say, look, I think we can get by without these needles, as they were being marketed into almost a mandatory status, at least the perception was, over the course of the 20th century. They didn't, and many of your family members through those four generations did not, have not. And, you know, if I was to do an analysis as a homeopath, all the folks I've worked with over the years, the healthiest kids I see are the ones that have never been vaccinated.
Well, I've served time as a clinician myself, and I noticed the same thing. I will say that my parents' story, because they were born in the early 20th century, 1916 through 1922, and they have different stories. My father's family never had vaccinations because they cost money and his family was poor. My mother, who was from a slightly more affluent family, actually did have a smallpox vaccine that didn't take, so they did it twice. And within 2 weeks after that, she became unconscious riding a horse on her way to school in first grade, and suffered a vaccine injury. And I think the attention that brought to the issue for them caused them to do the research. And there was a lot of research then. It was just much more difficult to get than it is now. So they as they began to have children of their own, they researched every available piece of information there was about this, and they decided that the risk was greater than the benefit. And we've all, generations down, gleaned the benefit of their research.
Hmm. Now, you said the R word. That's a dangerous word, because doctors and let's say medical researchers don't like it when moms and dads research, because they think you're not qualified, you don't have a PhD. We're the guys that know what's going on here. You just believe us when we tell you what the research says. And now there's a revolution, another R word, of parents saying, not so fast. I can read, I can interpret, and I can make my own judgments and assessments. And they're very nervous now, because the people that are rejecting vaccinations are not the inner city poor folks as much as they are the upper middle class, educated, college degreed folks. And they're having a hard time arguing that these people are not smart enough to figure it out.
Yes, and thank goodness for the internet. My parents were both doctors, and they were certainly capable of reading those things. But if they'd had access to the sacred tomes that medicine has held closely to their chest all these years, a lot more people probably would be educated more than they are now. But now that that's opened up, we all have access, and anyone who can read and reason can understand the pluses and the minuses and the benefits and the dangers of this very controversial issue. And it's an individual decision that everyone has to make, because we're the ones who have to live with whatever decision that is.
Yes. My friend Paul Berger is in studio here. We're talking with him as well on this, and he was telling me a story when they had their son in the hospital. Tell us what happened to you right in the hospital.
Yeah, my wife was a high-risk pregnancy anyways, and we had our miracle baby, as it was called, because we had tried for 10 years and had multiple miscarriages, and so they were all on alert. You would think that they would be absolutely on alert, but here we were the next morning after my wife delivered our beautiful son, and ultimately I was half asleep, she was asleep. Nurse comes in with a needle ready to stick her, and I said, wait a minute, what is that you're putting in my wife's arm? And she said, oh, we noticed that in the record she hasn't had her mumps and rubella vaccine, and we can go ahead and give that to her and bill for it. And I said, whoa, excuse me, my wife's breastfeeding. Did you discuss with anyone if that'll get into the breast milk, if that'll go directly to my son? Oh, I think it's fine. The doctor ordered it. He wouldn't have done that if he wasn't whatever. And I said, no. You go back and specifically ask them. And she came back in the room and said, I'm so glad you did this, because he said absolutely under no circumstances would you want that vaccine, because it will go to the baby. And, you know, if I hadn't been there, or if I hadn't been awake or whatever, who knows what could happen to my son, who's perfectly healthy today, and we didn't vaccinate him. And guess what? He hasn't even had an antibiotic in 10 years.
Amazing. Now, you've got to be belligerent in defense of your rights not to vaccinate, because they will roll over you. They will steamroll you, especially when you are seemingly at their mercy in a hospital just post-birth. You're both exhausted, the mom and the dad. And they take advantage of that often. They'll take the kid. And this is the kind of thing that happens. This is, in my opinion, criminal behavior within the medical field. And so glad that you stood up and defended your son, who's doing, a bright young kid. We enjoyed Jackson. So,
yeah. Well, we had to leave one doctor. His first pediatrician refused to treat him if we wouldn't allow him to vaccinate. And I said, sorry, this is our last
Find
visit.
Another doctor.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, Jennifer, your story, I think, is going to, it's already traveling around the world. It's been one of the more popular stories we put out there, as far as we can see by the number of shares that are happening because of it. What inspired you to write it at this point?
Well, I felt like it was a good precursor for this documentary. Because because I read so many blogs and so many websites and so many Facebook pages about parents who are on the fence and they're trying to decide, we hear a lot of stories about the potential damage that can be done. We hear from parents of injured children and vaccine horror stories, just like the one we just spoke about. But there are very few stories. And even mine is an anecdotal one, but there are very few stories, except the anecdotal stories, about what happens if you don't. Because doctors are very quick to frighten parents into making this decision, and because they don't have enough information, they almost always will reflexly go with the doctor's advice. And those are the parents who are the most regretful afterwards.
Well, we're talking to Jennifer Zivon. We got a couple of minutes. The Refusers website has her article on there about four generations of non-vaccinating in the family. And this documentary you're beginning to work on here, tell me, what is it that you hope to relay to the world through this documentary film?
I would like for this documentary film to introduce the individuals in this family so that they can understand that we are just like everyone else, in that we don't have a bunch of weird practices. We just made that one decision that was different, and we've attempted to make make choices in our lifestyles that support our health and well-being, and that we have a diverse group of people with lots of different interests and values and occupations, and we have a lot of accomplished academically achieving, contributing individuals who who are doing what they do and are able to do a good job at it because they're not compromised. And mm-hmm. that's really the bottom line, is that we don't feel like we were ever compromised in our ability to be who we were born to be.
Is it? But isn't that amazing to think that we have to sort of, even that we have the sense that we need to defend ourselves because we're not wanting to medically experiment on our children with needles containing substances that we would not drink, knowingly drink. I mean, it's just backwards in this way.
It is. I agree. It's entirely backwards. And you know, media is very, very powerful. And we know who the industries are that are the most powerful, who have the most money, and those are the ones who generally have the most influence on the public. But, with education, people are waking up, and tragically, it's on the backs of a lot of injured children.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we're doing here is raising the level of awareness and an alarm bell, if you will. That's the Robert Scott Bell Show, bringing these stories to you when the mainstream media does not. And when they do, we're going to spotlight it just like they did on Fox News this morning with the case of the young man that was killed by the flu vaccine. Jennifer Vaughn, bless you. Thank you. We'd hope to hear back from you, too, as this documentary film progresses and let everybody know about it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, check it out. We've got the links up at the Refusers website as well at robertscatbell.com. Give us a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Would you like some candles with your factory-farmed, antibiotic-laden chicken at the drive-thru? That's the question.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is.
Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
What a cool story. I like Jennifer Z. Vaughn. Four generations not vaccinated. Super Don, man, this is putting the kibosh on a lot of the so-called scientific cultists of the vaccine industrial complex.
Yeah, you know, in reading this article, it's neat because it's like, you know, she's not a scientist, but she has done over four generations in compiling the information of all her family members, has basically done this double-blind controlled placebo, you know, thing because, yeah, I mean, there's no pattern here. It's like, oh, well, they all must be doctors. No, they're like small business owners and teachers, nutritionists and designers, restaurateur. One guy's an actor. Oh, well, it was some kind of a religious, you know, exemption. No, there's like Christians and agnostics and stuff and everything in there. Oh, well, you know, what is, you know, if you try and find a pattern, there isn't one. And the neat thing is that after all of this, this cross-section of people throughout these four generations, you know one thing that's missing here from all of these people? Diabetes, arthritis, asthma, autism, ADHD, heart disease, obesity, none of that's there. What's going on here?
The new definition, the vaccine deficiency disease is actually the healthiest state to have.
Exactly. It's awesome. Yeah. I can't wait for this documentary to come out. This is going to be a really good thing.
A lot of work to put into that, but we're with Jennifer on that. And, of course, Paul Barrichello's in studio here on great stories. I appreciate that. Robertswater.com. If you'd like to get a hold of what I am drinking every day and the machine that makes it, you give him a call at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. It's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And if you go to Robert's Water, there's a free ebook for download.
Yeah, it's a great book. Read it. You'll read about the history and what it'll do for you.
Yeah. Now, what will we do? We got the nice smells of the holidays. It's turkey. You can imagine the Thanksgiving smells. Well, if that's not your cup of tea or whatever you want to say it, how about a candle that is scented to smell like Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, evidently. See, this is what scares me about my fellow countrymen and women, that I think these things sold out faster than they could make them. They've run out of scented KFC candles to buy with your bucket of chicken, largely probably put in pink ribbons somewhere. I mean, is this for real?
Yeah, they made the first batch was like they made like 25 of them. They sold out less than a minute. So. The smell of Kentucky Fried Chicken, I guess, is something that people like. I don't know. I mean,
wow.
I mean, will it
extra crispy, original?
Just,
what is it?
Yeah, will it hurt you if you just smell it? I
don't know.
Like the smell. I don't know.
Will you gain weight if you smell it?
I'm thinking. Listen to the way that this woman made it, this Kathy working lady. She fried chicken in soy wax and added some family secrets to the mix. So she literally fried the chicken in the soy wax, then puts the soy wax together, makes a candle out of it, so when it burns, you smell that factory farm chicken.
Wow.
Wow. Listen, those of you who are doing birds this holiday, please order your organic ones, find the farmer, you know, do something, but don't eat factory farmed animals. I mean, I'm just saying. Man. Well, listen,
I just don't know what to do with this. I mean, you know, on the one hand, it's like, it's a candle that smells like factory farmed chicken, but I don't know.
Why don't they make like a
KFC if you buy these?
It's a Kentucky thing. Maybe like they can go to Tennessee and make some like Jack Daniel's whiskey candles. At least they'll be antiseptic, right? A little impressive there.
Brisket candles.
Brisket candles. Yeah. Hey, how about some gefilte fish for my Jewish friends? No, that doesn't smell so nice. Not so nice. Anyway, hey, there's the odoriferous section. Just scratch and sniff. The Robert Scott Bell Show is here for you. RobertScottBell.com. Archives always available to you, free for download. Thanks to GCN. Thanks to NaturalNewsRadio.com, iTunes, as well as we link them in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. Please tell your friends this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, 6 days a week, in fact. And, you know, as we wrap up this hour, thinking about Dr. Batar, he just got back from Europe, and we're going to get hopefully a little update on his dad. And you know, we just kind of float with things because Dr. Batar is very interesting. He likes being able to just show up and not know what he's going to talk about. So who knows what it'll be. I have some ideas of where we'll be going, but stand by for that. And, of course, tell your friends, of you know, this is it. This is where we go. The things you hear on this show, the things I talk about from time to time, all that I ask is you indulge those who support this message. Because without them, we couldn't do this 6 days a week. And, again, special shout-out to the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, for all the work. We've got major announcements coming up for the new year, things that we're going to be breaking here on the Robert Scott Bell Show before Mike even publishes it on Natural News. This is going to be so cool. Also, a couple of events to announce real quick. Mount Dora, Florida, the Vitality Bistro, the 19th. I'll be broadcasting live and lecturing there with a very special guest. I may not even tell you who it is because we won't have enough room, all the people that want to be there. Then the Friday night, date night again in Eustis, Florida at the Windhorse Theater. In the meantime, thank you, Paul. Thank you, Don. Thank you to everybody for being here. Thank you as well to Jennifer. The power to heal is all of y'all's.
And condolences to the family.
Yes, condolences as well.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.